503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email me, like, it's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick at rickemerson.com. Coming up later on, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop. We'll talk to Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Right now, though, your personal savior.
The Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
So we just received a tip that Britney Spears is at an office building in West Hollywood right now at 9119 Sunset Boulevard near the Chateau Montmartre. Everyone go there. She is at the law office of Barry Tarlows, the defense attorney, wearing her $2 blonde wig and a brown hat, and some brown-haired assistant-looking girl is with her.
All right. Now, when... Okay. We have... I hate to interrupt the news like this, but we didn't...
Have you not seen the pictures of Britney with her wig?
This is the thing. We were doing a recap of the news I missed, and then we ran out of time because Lisa Goddard called. So we had recapped Anna Nicole. We had not recapped Britney. So when I left town on Friday... when I left town on Saturday morning, we'll put it that way, she had shaved her head. That's all I knew. So she had shaved her head after going into rehab in the Caribbean for one day and then leaving.
And then she left a live-in rehabilitation facility early today, less than a day after checking in. Apparently, Spears called a car service, walked out of the Promises Malibu Treatment Center, and left the facility early this morning.
So she... Let me understand this.
She's supposed to stay 45 days. She used to be 30.
So she went to rehab in the Caribbean for a day and left. Came here, shaved her head, then went to rehab
and
here.
And got multiple tattoos.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I'll talk about that in a second. And then she went to rehab here for a day and left.
Right.
Okay. It's not really rehab if you don't
she
stay.
She tattooed her wrist.
God, I hate her.
And I hear it someplace down below.
And she had tattoos on the back of her neck, too.
I thought she just got the... Well, this is what Laura and I were talking about the head shaving. And I did read some report that said that she sat and was, like, bawling in the car for 10 minutes before she shaved her head. That there was... She was outside sobbing uncontrollably. As I laugh. She was outside weeping uncontrollably in the car. And then she went in and sheared her own hair off.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany Shears. Cut off her own hair. And then went... Now, here's the thing about this. I could almost get with the shaving of the head. I could almost get with that. Not, like, as a look as such. But I'm saying, all right, fine, you know, whatever. If you want to symbolize to yourself that you're making a change, you're turning it around, whatever. I mean, you know, there's guys who do that, you know. I've known guys who go through something and they're like, screw it. And they shave their head off, you know, shave their hair off.
Yeah,
and
but they probably do it in the privacy of their own home, not randomly wandering the streets and wandering into a barber shop and grabbing some clippers.
I know, I'm just saying. I could almost buy the head shaving because she's into all of that Zen, Buddha, religious, you know, whatever, big gesture crap. I could almost see her doing that. Like, it's a brand new me, and I've been marketed as a sex symbol, and I'm not going to let other people define me, and so today I'm going to shave my head, and it's going to start over. And like, I could buy that almost as her making some big, fruity, symbolic gesture.
Well, here's the other
part.
According to another source, there was an argument between her and Kevin Federline at the Malibu Mansion. Kevin threatened Britney that he was going to have people test her hair and find out exactly what she's been up to, and she was so scared, and that's when she made the decision to shave off her hair.
Oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I was going to say that I could almost get with the...
there's another reason, too. These are all speculative.
I just want to finish this one thought. I was going to say that I could almost get with the head shaving again as a grand symbolic gesture of whatever. I mean, it would be a dumb gesture,
that's
but I could...
That's the last thing I could... You really think she'd do that?
I'm not saying her. I'm saying, like... A celebrity and somebody, theoretically speaking, if you take a celebrity who has been marketed as a sex symbol her whole life and who feels like, I'm just speculating, somebody who feels like they've been trapped by their image or trapped by an image that was put on them by other people, whatever. I could see her making a big, like Sinead O'Connor did this. Sinead O'Connor used to have, people don't know this, she had really long, beautiful hair. And her record company kept trying to make her more and more girly. And finally, the guy who ran her record company said to her one day, he's like, look, we've got to make you look hotter. So do something to make yourself look hotter. That's the only way we can sell you. And that's when she shaved her head. She, like, showed up the next day at the record company with her head shaved. And she's like, sell this, you know, you bastards. So I can almost see that as a grand sort of, I am not going to be my image anymore. I'm shedding my image and the image that everybody knows me by, and I'm starting from scratch, whatever. But then she immediately goes and gets a pair of tiny little lips tattooed on her wrist, pink and red lips. That's how you know that she's just trash still. That's the thing. She goes and immediately gets another white trash tattoo. That's how you know that it's not a big, grand, sweeping life gesture. She's just dumb. And high, probably. I'm sorry, so go ahead.
So then later Friday night, she showed up at L.A.'s chic Mandarin Hotel with an electric blue wig, and she was seen shaving her legs by the pool, crying, and she was refused a room.
Fantastic.
She didn't have any credit card. She didn't have any cash.
Shaving her legs in the pool.
Right. Wait, I thought she was dangling her legs in the pool.
No, she was shaving her legs at the pool.
Oh, no. No, really?
Mm-hmm.
When? When did this happen?
Friday night.
So you guys had all of this Monday and Tuesday?
Yep.
I'm never taking a vacation again. This is
dude,
what happened.
All day yesterday, we were like, Rick is going to want to kill himself.
Shaving her legs in the pool?
That's correct. No credit cards, no cash, not even an ID.
And they wouldn't give her a room.
She was depressed and confused.
I don't even know how to respond to this. I don't know how to respond to any of this. Where did she get shaving accessories?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Sometimes they have complimentary ones in the lobby.
Oh, you got to be a resident of the hotel for that, baby. They wouldn't give her a room. Where did she get a razor? Where did she get shaving cream? That's my question. She must have just gone door to door.
Maybe she was just like water shaving.
Hello, I'm Britney Spears. I need to shave my legs. They had to drain the whole pool, too. Dorothy Dandridge style. Had to drain the whole...
Junior.
So I was going to say, someone put their leg in the pool and have to drain it. That's insane. Shaving her legs in the hotel swimming pool?
That she wasn't even staying at.
And a hotel where she wasn't staying. And that would not give her a room.
So did you have that part where she was just clutching a piece of paper with a partially written credit card number on it, trying to pay with it?
No,
yes.
I must have missed that. This is like trying to eat like one of those 6-foot Subway sandwiches in like 5 minutes. There's too much here. I don't understand. Let's back up. Please be called if you have any thoughts on this at all. By the way, it's 503 because it's been a few days. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Okay, I don't understand. Look, she may have her share of problems right now. She may be going through a rough patch or two, as they say. I don't understand how she couldn't get a room though. I mean, she's like the most recognizable celebrity on the planet.
Not without hair.
Well, I'd be
a thousand other people.
I guess.
No hair.
I guess that's true. I guess maybe without hair, you wouldn't know her.
I mean, who do you think you are? Well, I think I'm Britney Spears without hair.
And I think
some random bald girl coming at you saying, I'm Britney Spears. Without hair.
Seriously. And I guess it goes without saying that she probably wasn't wearing makeup.
No.
She was probably not wearing makeup or any of that 50 pounds of, like, poor be gone that she wears. She wasn't dressed like a streetwalker. She was probably just wearing, like sweatpants and, like, a wife beater. And again, no hair. So she basically looked like Ripley from Alien 3.
She looks like, you know, the subject of the alien autopsy.
So really Natalie Portman from V for Vendetta showed up. That's really what it is. I'm Britney Spears, you know. And no, you're not. Then move along. Maybe call the man.
No, but Natalie Portman can pull off the shaved head thing. Britney cannot.
I guess it's true that without her hair and without her makeup, I probably wouldn't know that it was her.
She looks terrible, and I'm
she
not.
Could.
Yeah, I'm not one to judge on, you know, whatever.
Oh, I am.
Well, I kind of am, too. But I'm rooting for her still, and if it looked good, I would say she has a misshapen head. It looks just so bad.
You're not rooting for her.
I am.
Lie. Why do you lie like
because
that?
Because I feel bad for her.
We all feel bad for her.
I'm not that bad. She's still a millionaire.
I don't feel bad for her. I really don't. I mean, it's not that I... And I'm not rooting against her at this point. I'm just not rooting for her. I no longer care. I won't say that I don't care. Clearly, I care because then it gives her something to discuss here. But I'm saying I'm not rooting against Britney Spears at this point. But there was like... And doesn't it seem like so long ago that we were rooting for her against Kevin Federline? That just seems like an eternity ago. And
like the day she announced she was going to divorce them.
Yeah, it's just a couple months ago that she was going to divorce Nitwit, and we were all like, screw him. We've all lined up as a nation behind Britney against Kevin. Well, those days are gone. She blew all of that credit. I mean, that's like George Bush-style blowing of credit. I mean, it's like it had all the goodwill in the world, spent it in like a day. Jesus.
And even as she's pretending to be a mother, Britney isn't doing much parenting, according to Us Weekly. They spoke with a former Spears staffer who says she's sad and upsetting. She gets overwhelmed. So frustrated, she starts crying, saying, "How do I make it stop?" But she loves her kids. Also, so you're thinking about applying for a nanny job with Britney? First read what one job candidate claims and the job requirements. Personal over professional, she said. Britney didn't ask me one thing about my child care experience. She only wanted to know about my personal life. Friend wanted. The agency that called me emphasized that Britney was looking for a nanny who was young and hip because they wanted her to interact with people her own age. Basically, Britney wanted a friend.
Uh-huh.
Must like naked bosses. Britney asked me and one of her nannies to come to her room and watch her try on outfits for a party night. And she stripped butt naked in front of us. Must act as a surrogate mom. One nanny told me that Britney will hold her kids for 10 minutes and say, "I'm done now, you can take them. Don't be too good." She doesn't like it when Sean prefers a nanny, so she fires them and looks for a new one.
I have nothing. I have nothing. It's so... What story is weirder right now, this one or the Anna Nicole thing?
Ooh.
I'd say it's Britney.
I'd say Britney, absolutely. Yeah.
That nanny thing pushes it over the limit. Shaving her legs in the hotel pool.
At one point, the most successful, beautiful, sought-after woman in the world is now crawling around Hollywood bald.
Shaving her legs in a swimming pool.
Wearing, like, sweatpants.
Where can I shave my legs?
That's weirder.
I know the first four numbers of my credit card. Hello?
Come on, we all knew that Anna Nicole was going to die, you know,
no,
one of
true.
These days. That's not too much of a shock.
That is true, and that
it
did happen.
It's climatic.
It did.
I still can't look at pictures of bald Britney Spears. It still isn't registering to me that she actually went somewhere and shaved off all of her hair. And now she's roaming around crazily.
And she did it herself. That's what I heard. She shaved off the hair herself.
Have you not seen the sequence?
I think that's illegal to go into.
I haven't seen the video. No, I left town early Saturday morning. I have not been on the net since I was last on the internet when I called you late Friday night after Storm. I went to bed. Laura and I got up at the crack of dawn, went to the airport. I got on the internet at 11 a.m. this morning when I came in to do the show.
Everything you missed.
I was off the internet. It's weird, man. We live in a strange time. I was off the internet for 4 days, and it's like the whole world changed.
Yes.
And by the whole world,
because of two women.
Brittany and Anna. Boy, just fantastic. Well, are we thinking overdose within the month? I mean, does it seem like an overdose is going to happen?
First, I thought it was going to be Lindsay Lohan, and now I think it's going to be Britney.
All right.
Lindsay's looking pretty bad, though, too.
All right.
Well, she's going to do more to get herself in the limelight.
Let's see.
Maybe she's out looking for graves. Headstones.
Let's see. Scott, you're on the headstones. Scott, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey there.
Hey.
I think Britney probably shaved her head to avoid getting a drug test. Either that or she wants to look like Kevin Federline.
That's what somebody said, is that Kevin wanted to test her for a bit. They can test something, test your skin or something, can't they?
Yeah, but the hair goes back farther.
That's right. Hair goes back for, like, whatever, 30 days or a day, 90 days.
It goes back farther than that. I think it goes back, like, 6 or 7 months.
Mm. All right. So if Kevin Federline is trying to get custody of the children, which we all now agree just by default is a good idea, that he's trying to prove that she's a big drug snorter or user.
Right, right. Even if he's working at a Burger King, he's definitely more suitable to have the kids than she is.
Well, just by dint of not being her, anyone who's not Britney Spears at this point is probably a better parent.
Either that or I don't know, are they remaking Star Trek 1, the motion picture or something?
We ought to match her. Which is give Howard K. Stern her children. Then it's all a wash. You know what I mean?
Thank you, sir.
All right, there you go. That's Scott. Scotty is suggesting we find some morning DJ-type contest with head shaving. No, I don't think so, sir. Okay, here's a...
Did we shave somebody's head or...
No, we cut off a guy's mullet.
Okay, yeah.
We cut off a guy's mullet. There was a mullet guy that Jolie cut his hair. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Okay, so I have a barrel full of Anna Nicole stuff, so you want to take a break first, or start, or...
We should take a break. Let's take a break, yeah. We'll come back with a barrel full of Anna Nicole,
mm-hmm.
And so forth. It's 503-733-2970. Anna Nicole Smith stuff around the corner. Later on, Jim Roop, who's going to be talking to us about Britney Spears. Ed McCarthy is going to be talking to us about Anna Nicole Smith. We'll talk to Mr. Skin about who nudes up at the Cineplex this weekend. And what else? Well, other things to get to as well. Oh, and we'll talk about the storm show that happened at Dante's on Friday. Scotty J will be joining us for that segment. 503-733-2970. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Why, hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. This email says, Rick, don't knock Brittany. She's doing rehab correctly, one day at a time. And I swear to God, it's signed /Z. There you go. 503-733, thank you, sir. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like it. It's rick@rickemerson.com. It's Wednesday, back live, and attempting to catch up on all the head shaving, leg shaving, and hey, my body's all a squish that's been going on the news. So where, Tim Ryder, where are we now? What is going on now?
We have the trial underway right now in Florida.
He's scolding somebody. I can't tell who.
Now, see, there's another thing you have to get me up to speed with. This crazy Florida judge, and he's
bonkers.
Oh, he's fantastic. Fantastic, though. I don't think so. Cause I think he is crazy like a fox, is what he is. Because we all know him. We're all following him. He doesn't look anything like I thought he would, either. I finally saw a picture of him. Mm-hmm. I thought he would look like some tough. But he doesn't. Easily looks like you don't picture that voice coming out of that guy. So what is this trial? What's the hearing, the Anna Nicole hearing today? It's not to determine who the father is.
No, this is about the body itself.
Yeah, because he's actually ordered to get... I need to turn.
Do we have audio?
Distracting me. Okay. Yeah, because he's ordered custody of Anna Nicole Smith's DNA, but the baby's in the Bahamas, so they're not going to be able to get the DNA from the baby to see who actually the father is. So that's going to be the sticky part.
Why not? I don't understand what is so hard about all this. Seriously,
we're going to go live now. Listen to it just a bit.
Baby moving him in as successful.
So you're back in.
Just to protect him.
Wait, just tell us. You guys, you got to decide. You want me to make all these decisions. You got to make a decision. Are you in or you not? You want to be physically at that desk, am I right?
And also, Your Honor, there's certain issues that I've reported to Your Honor, I believe at the court's request, and I would like to continue in that capacity at least.
And this is the judge is talking to who?
Mr. Tunstall was saying he didn't want to hear my voice, I believe.
That's Howard K. Stern's lawyer.
Yeah, Howard K. Stern's lawyer.
Hearing today is determining what? I guess we can ask Ruth these questions later, but do we know what today's hearing is?
We know when they're not asking witness any more questions.
Shutting up. There you go.
Do you want to marry me or not? I mean, And this lawyer is going to come in now?
Yes, Your Honor. Michael Drouse. I am a member of the Florida Bar. I'm going to throw off of me.
And where are you working at?
Miami.
And what law firm are you with?
Father White Burnett.
All right. And you're going to represent who?
I guess it's just a grab bag of lawyers.
I just don't understand anything that's going on today. I just don't understand why
neither does the judge.
Why don't they just get all these guys in a room and just say, give up the DNA, and now we're going to go find the baby? All right, well, let's take some of these phone calls, see if anybody knows anything. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Rick? It's Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
I just wanted to let you know, I heard early this morning on TV news that he was being pitched a TV show before all this happened.
Oh, yeah, the judge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the judge will get a show out of this. He'll totally be the new Judge Judy. There's no doubt about it. I love him.
He's great.
No, he's fantastic. He knows what he's no fool. He knows what he's doing. This is his audition. He's ready for his close-up. Everybody's aware of that, yeah.
I got one more thing for you. I just wanted to let you know I've been listening for a long time. And
thank you, sir.
I think you guys have hit it perfect now. It's going to take off.
With
the whole show.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. You can say you knew us when. I appreciate that.
I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. All right, there you go. That's that guy. Jesse. Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. What's up?
A lot of love as well. Hey, where was this baby born? In the U.S. or the Bahamas?
Bahamas.
Okay, because, yeah, they took both my kids' DNA, like, within 15 minutes of their birth.
Is that true?
Yeah, they put it on a little card. They take a little blood sample right off the bat.
That must just be an Oregon thing, then, because Likas is always complaining that they don't do that in California.
I don't know that they do anything with it.
Well, I guess, maybe they don't do a paternity test, but they have a sample of the... Really, they have a sample of your kid's DNA when he's born? That's a little creepy.
Immediately, and yeah, I thought it was a little creepy.
Totally. It's just like it's a future crime sort of a thing. But in the Bahamas, I mean, that's just a whole place where the economy is based on... it's based on bamboo,
well, it's just
right?
Anything goes.
Yeah, so...
So since just because Howard K. Stern wrote that he's the father, the Bahamas are just saying he's the father.
Well, that's the thing. They keep saying that he's the presumptive father, and that's not based on anything biological. That's just based on the fact that he was the first one, like he won the race to get to the birth certificate.
Well,
so.
And that's the thing, though, too, because they let me know that when I had my kids. Are you absolutely sure you want to be down here as the father? Because when you sign this, you will be the father regardless of biology.
Right, and so but that's what makes it so hard for this Larry Birkhead guy, who I think we can all agree at least thinks he's the dad. And so it's just weird. You'd think that if Howard K. Stern really thought he was the dad, he'd be the first one up saying, like, test me. Here's the baby. Test me. But obviously the fact that he's not, there's some kind of hooey going on there.
What?
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy.
All right. There you go. Thank you. It's 503-733-2970. All right. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, this morning, Suey, we had Virgie Arthur, who's Anna Nicole's mom, back on the stand. The mother of the deceased actress slash model resumed her testimony. The judge hearing the case questioned Arthur on Anna's personality growing up.
She was sweet. She was funny. She was very funny. She loved frogs. Frogs were her favorite thing. Even as she got older, she's tomboy. But she was a sweetheart. I mean, she was giving. She was loving.
Then on the day that would have been Daniel's birthday, the mom traveled to the Bahamas to pay her last respects to Daniel, but found out Anna didn't want anyone to know where he was buried.
It was told us no one was to know where the grave was. I said, well, then I'll just walk around in this graveyard till I find his stone. She said, well, you can walk all you want to, but there ain't no stone on his grave, and there's not going to be one put on his grave, because that's the way we were told it was going to be, that they wanted nobody to know where his grave was.
That's a healthy family right there.
She convinced the funeral home to allow them to show her the gravesite of Daniel. Let's see here.
Ma'am, I've flown all the way from here from Texas. This is his birthday today, and I wanted to come over and see him. I brought his little baby shoes, his baby shirt he come from the hospital in, and the reason I have those things is not that I kept them from Vicky, but they were my things that I kept.
She was shocked to find out that Larry Birkhead had flowers on Daniel's grave.
But when I walked over there, there were flowers on that grave, and they were from Larry Birkhead. He had put flowers on there. He had a little note on the flowers saying, Daddy, how much she loved Daddy. And so that's how I found where his grave was.
Okay.
Have you heard, Seamus? Have you heard his theory about this whole Anna Nicole Smith trial?
Oh, our friend Seamus? No, I have not.
Yeah. He has the greatest theory, which... might be possible.
Okay.
All right, he thinks that Howard K. Stern and Larry Birkhead are secret lovers, and that they totally manipulated Anna Nicole Smith, and she had a baby, now she's dead. One of them's set to inherit the baby's fortune, and they can run off together. Isn't that crazy?
That sounds about right.
It sounds
right,
like it would be plausible.
No, it doesn't sound... Well, okay, it sounds like it would be plausible only in the
you
context
really
of this
Howard
insane
K. Stern has
story.
Had sex with Anna Nicole Smith?
Yes, yes, I do. Hundreds of times.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. How can you delude yourself? Of course he has.
Maybe that's a step up from a 90-year-old man.
The greatest ending. You know what? Daniel needs to be the father of the baby, and Howard K. Stern and Larry Birkhead need to be secret lovers.
Tennessee Williams play.
And that is all.
Of course Howard K. Stern has had sex with her. I mean, he's clearly had her in some sort of a zombified state. Howard K. Stern is like one of those...
yourself and make yourself look like a clown, honey.
Oh, he missed it!
Have you not seen that? I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't seen the video with the drugged out Anna Nicole talking in clown makeup?
What?
No.
Go to my website.
She put clown makeup on, and she was pushing a baby carriage with a doll.
All right, I'm headed there right now.
Oh, I can't believe. Shame on us.
Well, I just thought that Tim was saying that for no particular reason, which is a little creepy. No, you don't think... I mean, does not Howard K. Stern strike you as... Every nerdy loser guy, my opinion, every nerdy loser, hapless, feckless guy ever, who then grew up and obtained enough money, fame, fortune, leverage somehow to get the girls he never had before, even if they don't, strictly speaking, find him attractive, even if they are not into him in the strictest sense.
I guess they could have had sex. I don't see her, like, really...
I don't see her really being into it.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I don't see it being something special and meaningful. I can see her, like,
packed out. Like, it was special and meaningful with a 90-year-old guy.
Deal. He's, I'll give you some clown makeup if you do this, sweetheart.
Seriously, like, it was any more, like, I mean, again, my opinion, all of this, everything in the show, but, like, it was any more meaningful with the J. Howard Marshall guy? I mean, and again, it's not like it has to be meaningful. That's fine. If the J. Howard Marshall guy's like, look, I'll give you half my fortune. You come in and give me a sponge bath or whatever. That's fine.
Teach you about culture.
You don't have to be into it. I mean, sometimes there's just an arrangement that's had. You give me what I want, you'll get the what you need out of this. And I'm not saying that's how it was with Howard K. Stern, but Howard K.
Well, he was, you know, allegedly, he seems like he was her dealer.
If you take it as an article of faith that she's unstable, or at least not necessarily clear thinking all the time and easily led, that Howard K. Stern guy seems like a guy who is powerful. He is rich to some degree, has some kind of money. He's successful. He's clearly able to construct some sort of. He's able to. The drugs are involved there somehow. It seems like there's about five different ways that guy could have. I don't know, leveraged her into giving it up to him. Because he strikes me as that creepy guy that gets to grow up and he's still inside a creepy, scared, neurotic, you know, little misfit. But he gets to look in the mirror and gets to look into a TV camera and say that he's banging a Playmate of the Year. That's the thing. And he doesn't care how he gets it. I mean, that's it's my opinion. Again, all this, my opinion only. He doesn't care how he gets it. He doesn't care if he has to pay for it or lie or cheat or whatever. He's just able to say, yeah, I'm putting it to a Playmate. You know, what are you doing? What are you doing at your high school reunion? Well, I'm here with Anna Nicole Smith. What are you doing?
Selling life insurance.
That's it. That's exactly it. And a guy like that doesn't care how he gets it. Doesn't matter if she really loves him or not. What is the very definition of a trophy wife? That's the thing. A trophy wife isn't really into you. A trophy wife is just somebody you got so you can show it to everybody else. Go, hey, look what I got. It doesn't really matter how you got it or what she's attracted to. I think that she had sex with him, like, way more than enough. Like, it is conceivable that he could be the dad. But I'm saying, in other words, in terms of the relationship, but he doesn't act like the dad. So I'm wondering if maybe their sex was not, it was not traditional in some way. Or maybe he just knows. Like, maybe he just knows somehow that it wasn't him. I don't know. Let's see. What am I? Okay. So am I looking at this clown video? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
All right.
It takes the it buffers, though. I mean, because the entire country was watching it yesterday.
All right. So let's see here. This is Anna. Is this clean?
Yes.
Okay. Anna Nicole Smith. So this is Anna Nicole Smith. Why is she wearing clown makeup?
It's not. The reason isn't given.
No.
It's just typical day around the house.
She's 8 months.
Why not?
By the way, keep in mind, she's 8 months pregnant in this and pushing around a plastic doll.
Okay. So this is
practice.
Anna Nicole Smith wearing clown makeup while 8 months pregnant. Let me see here. This will play. My computer's playing here if you want to turn it up.
It is.
All right. TMZ.
Anna.
Oh, good God.
Anna, look at me. Bradley thinks you've absolutely lost your mind. Bradley thinks you've lost your mind. She thinks you have.
Oh, this is so creepy.
Yeah.
Is this a mushroom trip? Is this a mushroom trip?
Is this Howard K. Stern talking?
Yeah.
Is this a mushroom trip? I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm going to pause this right now. Is that the end of it?
No.
No.
No, you got to get some
stuff. All right. Okay, well, I'll continue. I'll continue and then I'll make my observations.
I said, this footage is worth money. Thing you're looking into?
It's a camera.
Exactly.
Jesus.
How creepy is that?
Mm-hmm.
What a
when was that taken?
That guy.
So when she was pregnant, that would have been like last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, late last year.
So I got all kinds of questions about this. If you didn't watch, I didn't hear this.
Everybody.
SarahXDillon.com. That's Anna Nicole Smith made up like a clown. Talking to Howard K. Stern is holding a video camera. Now, if you don't think that girl in that video could be manipulated into sex.
Reminiscent of the Britney and Kevin Federline video.
She nailed this.
Anytime travel's possible. That
and
one.
He's totally, like, being an ass and mocking her as he's asking questions.
Totally. That's a girl who is completely submissive, and not like in the...
In a sexy way?
I wasn't going to say that.
So you're thinking it.
I was going to say something a little more specific. I was going to say something that that I would have found amusing, but that out of context might be inappropriate. This program is rated PG-14. No, I was... I was going to mention a friend of ours, but I won't do that.
Oh, she probably wouldn't appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
No, I wasn't. But yeah, but she's submissive, but not in a sexy way. Not in the Zep Brannigan way. She's not submissive. She's just not capable of saying no. There's a difference. I mean, you know, it's like if
but
you're...
Do you think that he painted her up and...
Well, that was going to be my next question. So yeah. I got all kinds of questions.
That we can't answer.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
I mean, so the first observation is, yeah, that she's not submissive. Because to me, I mean, not like I know or anything, but it seems like to me the phrase submissive implies that it's like a voluntary state. You know, like if you're, and not that that's like some submissive blah, 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 whatever relationship anyway, I guess. But I mean, there are people who are just submissive, and then there are people who are just out of it. Like, she doesn't even seem submissive there. She just seems lost. She just seems out of it and drugged and just, you know, without any, there's just nothing there. She's just totally blanked. And secondly, I was going to ask, who did the clown makeup? And that is significant because...
And, do you think it's well done?
I don't.
Are you critiquing the makeup itself?
I am critiquing the makeup itself, and I'll tell you why. And this is all like pop psychology 101. But here's the thing. That clown, the clown mouth that she has on, and everybody...
It's a poor man's clown.
Everybody knows that I have a whole thing about clowns and the so forth. The clown mouth she has on, that is painted on her, is very significant. Because anybody who knows anything about clowns and clowning and like a clown college where they teach you to be a clown for kids and circus, and whatever, you are never, ever, ever, ever supposed to paint a clown mouth with sharp corners. The edges are never supposed to be sharp. They're supposed to be round. Because that's the first thing they teach you, is that it's like if you ever put on a clown makeup, the mouth is supposed to be rounded because sharp edges immediately make it terrifying. And you'll know they've done studies, actually, where... I know this sounds like a dumb point, but they've done studies where, like, a clown with a sharp-cornered smile will approach kids, and the kids are terrified. And then they go back, and the same clown with a rounded corner smile, and the kids are fine. There's something about that which is why if you go back and look at the pictures of John Wayne Gacy when he's Pogo the Clown, are terrifying, because he's got, like, the sharpest-cornered smile you've ever seen in your life. So, like, hello, I'm going to eat you. And so... That I wonder who drew that, man, because
it may have been their first attempt.
That's what I read a whole lot into that.
Got him a little slack.
I read a lot into the clown makeup, and it's all off kilter.
Well, maybe
slanty.
Because Daniel was still alive at that time. Maybe Daniel did it.
Could have been a classroom project.
So she doesn't seem submissive there. She just seems totally, like, out of it. Yeah, she just totally seems completely out of it. And, I mean... The girl in that video, and again, I don't know, but in my opinion, the girl in that video doesn't look submissive. She looks like she's probably not capable of saying no, simply because she doesn't look like she has it together. I don't think she has her facilities. She looks drugged. And I mean, I've never seen any, either, like, you know, you hear about girls who get slipped something in a bar or whatever, and I don't know what that looks like, or I don't know if those, if you get slipped like Rohypnol or whatever, you don't just, now do you just pass out?
No,
or
you get super, super...
But you just become
out of nowhere.
But do you just become really? But I mean, you're still awake, right? Do you just become really agreeable to everything?
No, I was roofied once in college, and my friends said they'd never seen me that drunk, and I ended up making it home, and I fell asleep.
But you know, so in other words, that's what I picture that being like, though, where you're not asleep,
well,
but you're.
Anna Nicole Smith is pretty good, like. She's pretty used to doing the downers, so maybe she could stay awake or something like that.
Maybe. It just, so her, yeah, it just seems like her brain is just mush there.
I mean, like she'd come out of the restroom carrying a bag of her own waste like a rat.
Yes. Oh, speaking of carrying a bag of your own waste, mm-hmm. I have to tell the best bus story ever later. It happened in San Diego. San Diego bus story. I still the best. We talk a lot about public transit and the hilarious things that happened there. I had the best thing happen on the bus in San Diego. All right, well, let's get a couple of these. Chris, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. It's Chris in Beaverton.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Not much. I haven't seen the TMZ clip of the clown video.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Did, Yeah, I did see it on Fox News the last couple of nights. They've been playing it. And they're showing the makeup being put on her by a child. I don't know who the child is.
Ah, all right.
And while it's all very creepy, you know, what Howard's saying to her, I had a child over there, and she was playing with a child. That's why she was pushing the doll in the floor.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that there's anything inherently weird about, especially, was it Halloween or something, or?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not saying there's anything inherently strange about dressing up. It's just
her attitude. I think it's the way she's acting.
It's like if you've got clown makeup on, that's one thing. If you're drunk and high, that's another thing. If you're carrying a baby around, that's another thing. If it's broad daylight and your hair's all tangled and you're wearing a bunch of, like, stretched-out, ratty clothing, that's another thing. All of those things together, with a guy on camera going, I'm going to make money off this, it's like the mixture of all of those things.
Yeah, and mentioning a mushroom trip on top of it.
Yeah, totally, and mentioning drugs, it's the confluence of all those things. It's very like Baby Jane, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so, you know, it's like she's, you know, she really is writing a letter to Daddy, you know.
But what would really be creepy is if he had put her in the clown makeup, but I did see a, you know, a child's hands putting the makeup on her face.
Ugh. So creepy. All right.
I just wanted to throw that in.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Chris. The address is heaven above. Jesse, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick, what's happening?
What's
Jesse
up?
From right
hey.
Out of Bristol.
What do you got,
hey,
Ron?
So I was listening to Howard Stern last week.
Yes, sir.
And he was playing clips where he had Anna Nicole on before, and she was saying how she didn't have a sexual relationship with Howard K. Stern and all that stuff. And Howard brought up the question, like, you're known to make it with just about anybody who wants to. Why would you not with this guy? And then one of the guys on the show said, hey, right now I'll take you to the bathroom and perform oral on you. And she got up and went, and they had audio of it and everything.
Classy girl.
Yeah,
if she would do that, why wouldn't she have sex with the old guy or Howard K. Stern or the mailman or anybody?
David Sarnoff must be so proud. There you go.
She's America's Marilyn.
Seriously, at least Marilyn had the good sense to shut the door to the Oval Office while she was in there.
The other thing is, if he wasn't planning on her to die, that video could get him custody of the kid. If in fact, you know, he was the legal father in the Bahamas.
Oh, but showed he was acting in parentis.
Yeah. And then he would get the money. He's going to make money on the video.
Oh, God, of course. And that's the damnable misery of it. Unless he goes to jail, he's going to end up making money on the whole thing anyway somehow. Doesn't matter. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
There you go. Jesse from Red Hot Pistol. We got to find those guys a singer. Maybe we'll get on to that tomorrow. Let's see here. Rick, I think Anna's very submissive now. Not in the sexy way now, either. Also not very pliable. Thank you. Let's see. Rick, let's see. Are you saying there's a line between... Well, this is interesting. Well, this is a question about the... No, that's the word I'm looking for. Not submissive, but impaired. That is the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Yeah, she doesn't look submissive. She looks impaired, which doesn't really, you know... And that's a question of whether she was supplying all those drugs, you know, if he was supplying all the drugs to her anyway. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, Howard K. Smith's lawyer, Krista Barth, cornered Smith's mother, Virgie, on the stand, and, well, she says she was profiting from her daughter's death.
I heard the E.T.'s buying her death funeral. That's why he wants her body for $1 million. I don't want to videotape her body, her funeral. I don't want that.
Just hear the theme from Deliverance every time that these people talk. Hey, Scotty, are you for real with all those crap you're typing in the screen defending Howard K. Stern? Please tell me that you're just joking with me.
Scotty kind of looks like Howard K. Stern.
He's typing on the screen. No one mentions how much Howard K. Stern loved Anna. His life is over without her. Well, what does that mean? Well, how do you... Okay, Scotty, well, come here for just a second.
Maybe you get the suburban perspective later.
Maybe.
And what do you think of Anna Nicole Smith trial?
I don't know. I don't really know that there's enough there for a suburban perspective. Just join us here. This is probably not a meal. This is probably just an aperitif. Scotty J., hello, sir.
Hello.
All right, so what is your deal?
The deal is all the news talks about how creepy Howard Stern is.
Hello.
The reality is I watched all these E! Shows, and I've watched him on the news, and I've watched him defend her, and I've watched him be around her. He loved her so much, it was almost sickening. thing. I don't think he loved her in the way that if I can't have you, no one else will. It wasn't like that. It was like his life is kind of over without her. And
no,
I'm sure
it didn't seem like
depressed.
Love. It seemed like infatuation when I saw, because I watched that show too, and I saw the way he looked at her, and it wasn't lovingly. It was just kind of...
Right, but you know, he's been with her for years. And now, and he also knew the son, the younger son. Now they're all gone, and his life is over. I mean, that was his whole life, parading around town with them.
Well... Yeah, I was just going to say, it doesn't really seem like, it seems like maybe he's...
Life is for the living.
He's been on TV more in the last 2 weeks than he has the entire time he's been with her.
Right, but do you honestly think he's happier now with Anna gone? He has no more parade, he has nothing else to do, no one else to videotape, no one else to defend. I mean, it's just like his whole, everything he focused on, you know, like you said, if he was a nerd who got the hot chick... Well, now...
I think maybe you have a different definition of love than, I think, the average person, Scotty.
I'm not... And again,
we'll
I'm not...
We'll talk about more in the 1 o'clock hour.
So that's fine. I'm not
saying that she was the center of his life to a certain degree.
She was.
But that's not the same... Okay, but that's not the same thing as saying that he loved her. And again, I don't know, because I'm not him, and only he knows. But it didn't really seem like a loving relationship. It did seem very much like a user and used relationship.
It appeared like that, and I think he loved her and she used him. That's what I think.
What would she use him for?
Lawyers are expensive.
Exactly.
I mean, what was she getting out of that deal? Everybody thought he was a big creep anyway.
Well, I don't know, a friendship, maybe someone she could trust.
Yeah, he seems all kinds of warm.
Cheaper rates as far as an attorney.
I don't know. There's just nothing about that relationship that seems warm. I think that people. I mean, it's not like I'm the big, like love meter or whatever. But it's I don't know. There is no. I didn't get any warmth off those two at all. And seriously, if he loved her, why would you just let somebody just continue to be that doped up and that just insane?
Good question. I think that she probably, if I can use the term, bitch slapped him around when he tried to intervene. And so he kind of just became the patsy in the whole deal, like the guy that
patsy, like the guy that Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, just the guy that kind of walked around with his head down, and she's the big star, and she says she wore the pants, unlike in my house.
Did the was it? What?
Nothing.
I don't
Go
know.
Ahead.
He's trying to be sassy.
Note to self, Friday.
did somebody, now, was it in the news? Was it in the news? I caught, God forbid, you know, I hate to even say this. We were in our hotel when we were there in San Diego this weekend. It was kind of by the ocean, so I was out just kind of walking on the beach, and I came back in last watching The O'Reilly Factor for reasons that escaped me. And I said, what are you watching? She said, it's Bill O'Reilly. I said, why are you watching that? She goes, I don't know. I can't turn it off. And O'Reilly was talking about, we're talking about Anna Nicole. And he's talking about Anna Nicole Smith. And am I wrong about this? Was there a piece of audio or film that came out with Howard K. Stern talking about how they had an open relationship? Am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
I'm piecing really together fragments of things in my head. So if that's wrong, I apologize. But it seems like I came in as... They were talking about the fact that Howard K. Stern and Anna Nicole had some sort of understanding.
And I think that was possible in the beginning when they first met each other, long before those E! Shows were on. And I think in time he kind of tried to win her over, and then they did this commitment ceremony and all that. I think it was all him trying to love her, but she didn't necessarily love him. That's my view. But anyways, thanks.
All right. There you go. That's Scotty J. We should break here. We're going to come back. Ed McCarthy is going to join us, talk a little bit about Anna Nicole Smith. When we return later on, Jim Roop will be here to talk about Britney Spears. We got the top five coming up. Let's see, what else? Well, other things. Oh, we got to talk about Friday's storm show, and I got to tell this horrible story about what happened on the bus in San Diego. Plus, more from Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. That's around the corner. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Don't go anywhere. This is the space, the city, the base camp. This is how a lineage is straight. Now, let me jump on